The Supreme Court is going to unveil a ruling before the end of this month that could dramatically affect the U.S. Census and how accurate the population count is. The so-called citizenship question the Trump administration wanted to include may cost states like Arizona and California, with large Latino populations, congressional seats, thanks to a potentially inaccurate count. The man behind the citizenship question is named Thomas Hoeffler. The late Republican strategist is given credit, or blame by some, for the huge congressional gains the GOP made in 1994 and massive legislative leaps achieved beginning in 2010. David Daley has written extensively about Hoeffler's influence on redistricting and gerrymandering and the citizenship question. He's the author of Rat Effed, the true story behind the secret plan to steal America's democracy. I spoke with him earlier about Hoeffler's impact and started by asking Daley what Hoeffler did after joining the Republican National Committee around the time Barack Obama became president.
He is a key figure in the 2010 redistricting process, which is really one of the key elections of our time. What Hoeffler and others notice is that, 2008 is a big Democratic election year. Barack Obama, our first black president, a Democratic supermajority in the Senate. What Hoeffler and other Republicans understand, though, is that 2010 holds the ability to be perhaps even more important, because that's a redistricting year. And it looks like it's going to be a good year for Republicans, because the midterm election of a Democratic president usually is good for the opposition party. So what they do is they target a handful of state legislative seats in swing states across the country, like Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Michigan, Ohio. And they focus in on trying to flip all of those chambers in their direction, knowing that the technology that Hoeffler started using in 1980 has gotten so good and so precise by 2010 that the kind of lines that could be drawn with it this time could last for a full decade. And in fact, that is exactly what has happened. Tom Hoeffler was at the vanguard of all of this for five decades.
Based on what you know about Hoeffler and his influence when it came to gerrymandering over all those decades, did it surprise you that he had come up with this idea about the citizenship question to again seemingly shift power, shift the balance of power when it comes to all these things?
The amazing thing about Tom Hoeffler is that he was always looking ahead to try to figure out the next place where he could influence these maps for his party. And what Hoeffler realizes and what other Republicans started to thinking about in the middle of this decade is whether it would be possible to change the way we draw districts at the state legislative level. Right now, this is usually based on total population, the idea being that representatives are supposed to represent everyone, whether you're under 18, whether or not you're registered to vote, whether you, in fact, do vote, whether or not you are even a citizen. And what Hoeffler and other conservative activists start thinking about in the middle of this decade is whether it would be possible to shift that formula from total population to just a citizen population or even citizen voting age population. And Hoeffler does a study of this, and he says, actually, yes, if we were to draw state legislative maps not based on total population, but on voting age American citizen population, that this would be, quote, advantageous to Republicans and non-Hispanic whites, end quote, and would dilute the political power of Hispanics and other minorities. But what they didn't have is the citizenship data to prove it. Hoeffler says what we would have to do in order to do this is to get a citizenship question on the census that gives us the data that would allow us to then, in 2021, to draw these districts based on a different kind of population.
So is there any reason to think that the Hoeffler connection and the fact that he was bringing it up because it would advantage a particular political party, is there any reason to think that influences how the general public would feel, or maybe more important, how judges or justices would feel about the citizenship question? The fact that it isn't really about national security, it's more about helping a party.
I think that's right. I think that what this does is it shows us that the citizenship question is not what the Trump administration has said it's about. They have said that it's about stronger enforcement of the Voting Rights Act. What these documents show is that that's not the case, that it never was the case, and indeed, this was a partisan strategy to really weaponize the census and to turn the census into a political tool. It's a very important informational tool as far as setting a federal funding formulas around the country, as far as determining a population of states so that congressional districts can be apportioned properly and each state gets the correct number of seats. And if we weaponize the census into, you know, an instrument of partisan politics, we are taking something that is not supposed to be political, you know, and turning it into something that perhaps can't be trusted. The public does not like it when things that are supposed to be non-political are turned into, you know, games like this. One of the things that has been most damaging in all of these gerrymandering cases is when you see the consultants talking to one another. There's a famous example out of Michigan, which the Republican operatives are talking about how they're going to pack all of the Dem garbage into one district. There's similar things out of Maryland where it was the Democrats who were doing the gerrymanders. These district lines are essentially defining the playing field of our politics. They are the building blocks of our democracy. And when these partisans so sort of callously behind the scenes are twisting them to their own purposes, I think it's distasteful to a lot of us. And it takes this out of the back room and it makes it very real.
David Daley is the author of Rat Eft, The True Story Behind the Secret Plan to Steal America's Democracy.